I was angry. And I think that kind of started the whole thing of, you know, exactly how did this happen? Because, you know, like a lot of people, you know, state politics was this obtuse thing. But, and then, you know, I started really kind of checking into, you know, exactly, you know, who this person was that, you know, that was representing us. And it was Myra Crownover. And it's kind of funny because it was after HB 40 passed that, you know, kind of became aware of a lot of the things that were in play when the fracking ban was, you know, out there. I don't think, you know, the big oil industry and everything took it, you know, took it seriously at first. I think a lot of people thought that this thing wouldn't pass. And you can tell, because you can tell if you look at the numbers. Myra Crownover was running for office. In her campaign at that time, I think, and this is just the money that I can tie specifically to a company or to a PAC. This is not, you know, the individuals, because, you know, we'd have to dig really far into that. There was $40,000 that she took in total from oil and gas PACs, which, you know, is standard. But the interesting thing is that somewhere around mid-September, when it finally started to look like this thing was going to pass, oil and gas PACs started donating heavily to her. In fact, from mid-September to the end of her to her, you know, campaign fundraising season, she got about $20,000. You know, whereas the first 9 months out of the year, she got somewhere, you know, a little bit under $20,000. From mid-September on, she got another 20, and that 20 was basically to ensure where her vote went when HB 40 was going to pass. And I don't know if anybody's talked to you about this, but HB 40 wasn't something that was just built out of Austin, right? Mm-hmm. The oil and gas industry has a group. I think they're called American Legislative Executive Council or something like that. I know it, the acronym is ALEC. Mm-hmm. And what they do is they keep an eye out. It's basically it's a group that does, you know, kind of lobby work and all that kind of stuff. They keep an eye out for anything that threatens the oil industry. And this bill was basically prepackaged already, exactly how to come at it, you know, come at us with HB 40. It wasn't written in Austin. So, you know, between Myra Crownover's, you know, vote being bought, because really there was no mandate from her constituency to vote for HB 40. You know, she could have voted no on it, but she didn't. One of the other things was Myra Crownover made her money in oil and gas. She's been the vice president of a company called Robinson Drilling since 2004. You know, so she's made, you know, tons and tons of cash, and she actually makes money based on, you know, fracking and things like that. She was one of the people that helped, you know, beat other bills that would have, you know, that would have kept, you know, the fracking industry from having to, you know, adhere to federal guidelines on pollution. You know, all this stuff was already in place, and they have tentacles right now. You know, I'm sure you've talked to, if you guys have talked to, you know, some of the protesters, particularly like Cindy Spoon, who's really active, everything that happened during the fracking ban, all the people that, you know, protested, whether, you know, it was Adam and Terrellyn Hunter and everything sitting, you know, at a gate, or, you know, the Gomez's or whoever, you know, chaining themselves to a facility. A bill passed this year in Texas that makes that a felony. Like, you can do 10 years in jail for that, and it's a very vague thing that says, you know, if you impair, you know, their, you know, the flow or, you know, the operations for oil and gas. I mean, it does away with free speech, and that is also the American Legislative Executive Council, ALEC. They also did that. You know, they enacted that in Louisiana first. You know, Cindy is a friend of mine, got arrested for, you know, being on a canoe, and, you know, in open water, you know, protesting. And, you know, you can, spend more time in jail for chaining yourself to the gate at a at a pad site. You can be in jail for longer than you can for murdering somebody in Texas. Mm. You know, so that's been a big deal, and that's been one of the things that kind of tied everything together. It's one of the reasons I'm running for office, when you start connecting all those dots.
Mm-hmm.